This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks game called off due to weather. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks game tonight against the Pelicans has been called off due to the winter weather in New Orleans. The city hit in some areas with up to a foot of snow, making travel for fans in Louisiana treacherous. So the Bucks are returning to Milwaukee. They'll host the Miami Heat at 6:30 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. And the NBA says the game against the Pelicans will be rescheduled at a later date. College basketball. Badgers returning after losing at UCLA 85-83. Marquette with an easy win over Seton Hall, 76-59. NFL, the Chicago Bears introducing their new head coach, Ben Johnson, who has been the offensive coordinator of the Lions the past three seasons.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' new head coach, Ben Johnson, with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwaba. Cameron Diaz would love to be in the sequel of The Mask, but there is a condition. The Something About Mary actress who starred in the first Mask as Tina Carlyle in 1994 said she would absolutely love to do another installment, but only if Jim Carrey is involved. In the film, Carrey played a banker who develops magical powers when he puts on a mask that makes him an ornery cuss. Carrey says he is open to another chapter of the franchise if the circumstances are right. Translation, show him the do-re-mi. If you're looking for a trip down memory lane, you might want to revisit David Lynch's foray into network television, 1992's Twin Peaks. Inspired by David Lynch's passing last week, I got the urge to check it out, and it does not disappoint. It's beautifully shot, as is all of Lynch's work, has great music, and it's got incredible acting by a phenomenal cast. It might seem a bit dated, but the story holds up. No spoilers, as casual fans might have forgotten who killed Laura Palmer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin. Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on
You're
Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cotton Cup, Hidney Cup, baby.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss on our daily show Native issues, news, events, all the things that cover around Turtle Island and what affect us Natives. And we really appreciate our allies listening every day. And we couldn't do it without you. So, what you know, Native issues are human issues, Haley, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by JS Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Yes, we are awake. And, you know, we're in round two of Resist here, and we'll have to get our Resist shirts out again and put round two because people have been asking for our Resist shirts again. And, it's just going to be 4 years of the hokey pokey here, you know, and I know you sent me something just that just came up to one of the things about our relatives that are from this hemisphere that are supposedly called illegals are going to have less and less rights. And it's just an amazing day we live in right now, Haley.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say it's amazing. I would say it's a pretty, you know, sad state of the country and a lot of divide and a lot of bad things that are being undone that I feel like we've worked hard to accomplish.
Yeah.
And I know we'll get into some of those topics a little bit later in the show with Arvina Martin.
Yes.
Of Emerge Wisconsin. And she's also Ho-Chunk. Got a shout out Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well, let's talk some positive things here. Well, and then get into some news here. But, you know, we got some upcoming events here in the Twin Cities, and I want to talk a little bit about Enda Young's Cherish the Children Traditional Powwow. It's the 26th annual, and it's on February 8th and 9th. And it's one of the, Haley, it's one of the bigger powwows, especially during the winter here in the Twin Cities. And we'll definitely be going to that and support that.
Yeah, Saturday, February 8th and February 9th. That'll be at Johnson Senior High School this year in St. Paul. Was it there last year, too?
Yeah, it was. But okay. Prior to that, it was at Central, my old high school. And so that's kind of interesting, you know. And then I just want to say this, too. There's a powwow coming up, and we got to get this on our calendar, and maybe you can jot this down too, and I can send this to you. Is on March 9th, there's honoring John Bobolink, who was director of Indian Ed in St. Paul for many years, and he passed on last year, and that's March 9th in the Grand Entry, and that's a Sunday, I think, and the Grand Entry's at 1 and the Feast at 6. And
well, that one's also at Johnson.
Yeah, and so I think Johnson's a place to go when it comes to powwows. They have a lot more parking than a lot of the schools, and it's right in their big field house. And I know at Central they had to cover the field with cardboard, or the not the field, but the basketball court in cardboard. So that's probably another reason why it's there. It's going to be Big Johnson, 1349 Arcade Street in St. Paul. It's free to attend. And I just wanted to get that one on her calendar, Haley, because John Bobolink was a great man, and it's great that they're having a powwow in his name.
Yeah, really great. Well-known here in the community, and did a lot of great work, especially for Indian education. And so that'll be a big one as well. I love these powwows in the winter kind of season. It's nice to go to. I feel like we always go to the outdoor ones in the summer, but right. It's nice to have them all year round.
Yeah, definitely. And there's a big thing coming up here, and we got to get a guest on here on March 14th through the 16th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Minnesota, and I can't pronounce this native word, but it's a festival, and it's a tattoo art culture at the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown St. Paul.
Yeah, March 14th through the 16th. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Minnesota Akita Festival with, I think that's going to be put on by Inktomi Tattoo, which is indigenous-owned tattoo shop in Minneapolis, with our friend Willard, who yeah. I talked to today, and he Did will you? Be happy to join the show to discuss what's going on that weekend. But definitely save the date, 14th through the 16th in March. That'll be kind of like a festival celebrating tattoos, art, and culture. It'll be at the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown St. Paul, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. Coming together in support of Indigenous talent, organizations, and community, celebrating Indigenous creativity, unity, and culture. There's going to be a lot of things going on.
Yeah. Like live tattooing. So when I'm getting my tattoo, I couldn't talk when I get tattoos because I end up... I'm talking during time, we go like that, every once in a while I get
yeah hurt. You have an audience while you're trying to manage your pain tolerance. Yeah.
I'll see how that works. Maybe that'll be during the live music too, so
yeah, maybe we could go live as we're getting tattooed out there or something. Yeah. On our Facebook, and everyone can see the art. Funny.
I thought you were gonna say on her face, but you said the book afterward. But you're gonna get tattooed on her face. Book.
I don't know if I might get a tattoo. I'd love to get a tattoo. I don't know how they're going to, if you have to like get an appointment or if it's walk-ins.
Yeah,
Well,
Willard will tell us.
Yeah, I guess so.
I've always wanted to have a tattoo that connected my two eyebrows.
Oh, geez. That would be an easy one, though. For them, <can you? laughs> just a little pencil in, a little bit.
Just kidding.
Just a little. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, after yesterday, we all have to remind ourselves that humor is our medicine. And so we yuck it up here. But it's dark times right now. And one of the things that I just want to quickly talk about, Haley, and you can help chime in, is that, the two spirits for Native Americans in the beginning, when we were getting colonized and taken over, those were medicine men and two spirits were the first that the colonizers killed, and they're at it again, and they will not be recognized in this country now.
Yeah, so I think you're kind of referencing Trump's kind of established that the U.S. will only recognize two sexes, which he said are male and female. Mm-hmm. And Arvina and I, our next guest coming up, kind of were going back and forth. So I think we can dive in on that topic a little bit more. But yeah, two-spirited people, multi-sex, sex genders, and it's always been a thing before colonization even. Mm-hmm. So just, another nonsense.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to have Arvina on, and I've seen her on, I think it was TikTok. She was being interviewed, some things going on with the Wisconsin Democrats, and she's one of the stars and doers in the Wisconsin political scene. So it'll be fun to hear what that was about, and maybe I can find the TikTok and play it. Ho-wa.
Yeah, there you go. Wis Dems represent. Yeah, a lot of good work going on with our Democrats in Wisconsin, and thankful for their presence there.
Yeah, definitely. And later on, too, we're going to have Bob Blake from Red Lake. I just have to say that all the time. I don't know why, but he is the solar bear, and he'll be giving us the solar news and what's going on around the country and, you know, keeping us informed. And I know he has that nonprofit, too. And it's just great to get updates and hear from Bob. And so we got a great show ahead of us, you know, and next up, Arvina Martin, and and we'll be grilling her about what's going on. Now that we can't talk about football anymore, we got to get into the political season.
That's exactly right.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're awake and wide awake, and we don't like what we see so far, but we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
A home that needs new everything. Plus the kitchen sink. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With great rates on a home equity line of credit, we make tackling home projects less stressful. Visit affinityplus.org/rates to learn more today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
At Queer Immunity, savor our seasonal menus from our chef, June Date, a James Beard Award semifinalist. We feature locally sourced foods grown and produced by queer and BIPOC farmers. A full-service cafe offering your favorite cold brew coffees, hot teas, cider spritzes, and our very own house-made chai lattes. Start your day with our smoked bacon and egg breakfast sandwiches served on a biscuit with chipotle mayo and cheddar cheese. Vegan? Try our vegan sausage, egg, and cheese. For lunch, pair our seasonal salads and soups with a caprese panini served on Rose Street baguettes. Try one of our chickpea salad sandwiches or enjoy the comfort of our grilled cheese with mouth-watering provolone, cheddar, and gruyere melting on Rose Street breads. We serve sweet and savory pastries, and check out our new bar menu featuring local beer, wine, and custom double hard seltzers. Mention AM950 at the Cafe Register for a free beverage with entree purchase. The Queer Immunity Cafe is open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. More info at queerimmunitymn.com.
Anine, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, I want to welcome our friend Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin and Ho-Chunk. And we don't like to talk about it, but Stockbridge Muncie, too. Ho-wa, welcome.
I'll talk about being Stockbridge, too.
All right. Right on, right
Yay.
On, right on. Great to see you.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah, it's a little crazy times right now, and you know, it's hard to talk about it, but we have to talk about it because I really believe that we need to call it out like we did the first time around in 2016, and stay vigilant and be on top of things. And it's hard because it's been so daunting and wearing us down, but I think that's kind of our deal here at Native Roots Radio, and I know it's your deal with what you do in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, I have to admit that I did not watch any of the inauguration or any of the coverage. The only coverage I saw was when conversations about Melania's hat. So I am glad that I avoided, for my own mental health, avoided listening to him ranting and raving in a speech and people fawning all over him. You know, that's okay. I watched Bob's Burgers instead.
Yeah. Well, I accidentally watched a little bit because I wanted to watch the news, and it was like, I didn't really realize it was totally bizarre, because that same day was Martin Luther King Day, for one. And then also Leonard Peltier was commuted, and it was on the website. And then I went back to go to the website, and then they took it over like very quickly out of nowhere. Wow. It was like the pages were gone. And I know Haley is a fan of Kamala, and took over the vice president's which page was that, Haley? The X?
Oh, or the Instagram pages. The vice president pages got transferred over, and
like immediately during the day. It was totally like, what the heck?
Well, I didn't even follow their personal accounts, and like not even associated with any federal politics, but I'd never followed them on their personal accounts. And then all of a sudden yesterday morning, I was following them, and I unfollowed them. And then later on, someone texts me and goes, "Are you still are following them?" And I was like, "No, I don't." And I went back and looked, and it said I followed them again.
Oh my God. So,
yeah. I ended up blocking them, and that has seemed to work so far.
I'm
going to
have
to check mine and do the same.
I just can't. And you know, I believe too, one of the things that we can do to resist is talk about what's happening in Wisconsin and the elections that are coming up. And I know there's a big judge election, and we really need to talk about that in a good way.
Yeah. Susan Crawford is running against Brad Schimmel. Last week, I couldn't remember his name, which is funny because he's run for things before. So he's trying to rebrand himself as, you know, an amiable guy. But we, you know from previous appearances, from previous campaigns, that he is the same kind of far right MAGA type that has no place on our Supreme Court.
Yeah. And so we need to get on top of the building here and bring that up loud and proud, because, you know, as you know, and it's really fun to have you on the show, period. But it's also another reason, because we're on 30 stations in Wisconsin too, and we need to talk about our neighbor and Wisconsin politics too. And it's great to talk to you about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Neighbors.
Yeah, definitely. So what else is going on? I know Trump also rescinded an order that gave money to tribal colleges, and he is just signing away with that big old Sharpie again.
And I find it, you know, not great that this was one of his day one executive orders, and that makes me nervous for what, you know, is going to happen to Indian country now in the next 4 years if one of his day one, you know, accomplishments right up there with pardoning J6ers is to take away money from tribal colleges. It's wild.
Yeah, it's definitely wild. And, you know, Haley and I were talking a little bit at the first segment about his other thing too, about not only recognizing two sexes, male and female. You know, this is just an attack on, I mean, it's morality check, and I really don't like what's going on here.
It's also a science check. I mean, there are, you know, differences between, or there are often differences in the chromosomes. I'm not a scientist. Mm-hmm. But the, you know, there can be things like androgen sensitivity, which means that a girl has been raised as a girl, born a girl, assigned female at birth, and then finds out that she's actually genetically male. And because there is a spot on the X gene, it's, what is it, the SRY gene, I think it is turned off, I believe. And then that means that the androgen and male associated hormones like that are not able to actually affect the fetus. So, you know, I don't know where it goes, but again, sciency, but that, I mean, there are actual medical conditions that are mm-hmm. caused by differences in the genes that determine sex.
Right. Or gender. I kind of like the white-throated sparrow, and they have four effective sexes. I'm reading this in my notes, Haley. But I'm taking your word for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, there's definitely other species that have multiple genders, more than just two. Haley, it looked like you were thinking of some, but
well, I just like was looking it up because I know that there were some of them, but I just didn't know the exact ones. But like different types of like algae has three sexes. Like the, I don't know how to pronounce it, but the Pleodorina starry algae has three sexes that are both female and male, and the third one is bisexual. And in fact, that they can both produce male and female sex cells in a single genotype, and that exists due to a normal expression of that species' genes. So it's a complete, like, normal occurring thing. It also happens to, like, different microscopic organisms. So, like, Tetramina, I think is what it's called. They're an oval-shaped protozoa that live in freshwater, and they have different... They have seven different sexes or mating types.
Wow. I got to get the applause button out there. That was amazing. What the heck? But so, yeah. You know, and we're in this other time, Arvina, too, where, you know, I think of two people that natives don't like the most in history. And one of them is Custer, you know, and he had it coming. And then, President Andrew Jackson.
And I knew that was going to be the other one.
Well, Trump has brought back his big old painting in the background there now that was taken out of the Oval Office. So whenever you see him scooting around in that office, he'll make sure that he'll have that painting of President Andrew Jackson back in the Oval Office.
Well, and it's sad too, because President Biden did not have Andrew Jackson up in his office, but he did have a sculpture by a native sculptor named Alan Hauser. So, you know, taking away, you know, an expression of us that is positive, you know, it's creative, it's resilience, and then having that shadowed by what's happening now again with that stupid Andrew Jackson portrait. And he like honored the code talkers in that room during his first term. And I remember seeing the pictures and being like, oh my God, it's just the juxtaposition is terrible. And unfortunately, you know, very much is, I mean, they're telling us what they're thinking. So yeah. We know they're not trying to be subtle or anything. I mean,
right. Yeah. And Jackson was the one who signed the Indian Removal Act.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely. Just for people who know. That also, too, it's interesting. Yeah. It's just amazing. It's also the room, too, where he called Senator Warren Pocahontas, too. So it's just like, here we go.
And that's the Oval Office.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Well, I want to, now that we've turned into Bobby Downer, I want in this next segment to talk about your organization and how people can get involved in the little history for people that haven't heard our show before with you on. And so we can get back into the positive light and move yeah. forward and work on Resist Part 2.
Yeah. Well, I'm the executive director of Emerge Wisconsin, and we are an organization that trains women and non-
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks game called off due to weather. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks game tonight against the Pelicans has been called off due to the winter weather in New Orleans. The city hit in some areas with up to a foot of snow, making travel for fans in Louisiana treacherous. So the Bucks are returning to Milwaukee. They'll host the Miami Heat at 6:30 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. And the NBA says the game against the Pelicans will be rescheduled at a later date. College basketball. Badgers returning after losing at UCLA 85-83. Marquette with an easy win over Seton Hall, 76-59. NFL, the Chicago Bears introducing their new head coach, Ben Johnson, who has been the offensive coordinator of the Lions the past three seasons.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' new head coach, Ben Johnson, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Abbott Elementary, which should include everyone, will be excited to hear that the show has been renewed for a fifth season. News comes on the heels of good winter ratings and a crossover episode with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that drew over 8 million viewers. The show is about an underfunded inner-city Philadelphia public school and has great laughs. Abbott Elementary airs Wednesday nights at 7:30 on ABC. Star Wars might be about to get a little more dreamy. Sure, Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy is on board to helm, and people seem happy with the script. But it's the rumors that Ryan Gosling will lead the cast that's gotten everyone excited. If Gosling signs on, the film will start principal photography very soon, according to The Hollywood Reporter. In other Star Wars news, The Mandalorian and Grogu is headed to theaters summer of 2026. Anyone else having trouble keeping these films straight? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it?
I mean, things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda.
and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we are back with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Merge Wisconsin, and our Ho-Chunk friend from Wisconsin, Hoa. And I just got to say, too, for people that are just listening in, because I know we're streaming now on Blue Sky, and just to let people know, Arvina is the first Native American, well, we call here in Minnesota, city council member in the city of Madison ever. So we have a Wisconsin Native royalty on the show here on Wednesdays. So welcome back, Arvina.
Thank you. That was quite the introduction, too. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
I did that all in one breath, too.
Yeah.
From the days of playing trumpet, I took a deep dive. Hit over air, and here I am. But yeah, let's talk about Merge Wisconsin. And again, I accidentally cut you off on the website at the end
of
the last segment, but let people know this is really we're always in a political situation here, and I mean a cycle, I should say, and there's openings now going on with your organization.
Yeah, we I had a lot of people ask about programs and as we were coming up to the inauguration day and since. So we are reopening our applications so we can make our class of 2025 the biggest we can and make sure that we are catching the attention and the time of some pretty amazing leaders across Wisconsin that are getting ready to take that next step and run for office.
Yeah, that is so exciting, really. And it sounds like here too in Minnesota, we're going into another election cycle too. So we have to, again, resist and be awake and promote our relatives out there. I'd love sometime soon for you, if you have the capacity, to bring one of your alumni on the show, and we can talk about her, what she went through. But you were years ago an Emerge person too, right? Alumni.
Yeah. I graduated in the class of 2014, and then started as the executive director in 2022. So. It was a great program. It taught me so much. I know I couldn't have done things that I've done without that kind of knowledge and the network too of really incredible folks who, you know, care about their communities and care about electing people that actually care about their communities, you know? And so it's just a great combination of like technical kind of knowledge and things like learning how to calculate how many doors you need to knock, calculating what your vote number needs to be in order for you to win. Things like, you know, how much time do you need to spend making phone calls to raise the amount of money that you need to win a campaign. But again, also with those introductions of people that are within the Emerge Wisconsin network, whether that's alumna or if it's people that have trained or do campaign work in Wisconsin, those connections, you know, you're making them through this training.
So what does the training consist of? Is it speech writing? Is it like getting where to get funding, or is it a step-by-step kind of thing?
It really is. It's a 70-hour program, usually over the course of 6 months. We have categories about messaging or like, you know, training modules about things like messaging, how to handle a mail program, you know, how to make your door knocking plan. We teach about strategy and then tactics to execute that strategy. So you're really learning everything like A to Z, like about, you know, deadlines and when is a race big enough that you need to hire a campaign manager, you know, versus doing it yourself. And lots of considerations that people have to make, and especially women have to make when going into the public eye and kind of learning how to, speak with the public and to the public, mm-hmm. and how to, make sure that you're getting your message across to the voters.
Right. And your bio is always pretty important too, where you come from and how much you've done community wise and all those things that maybe as a humble person you don't think of, but RISE will help you get that in order.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we take a look at things and sometimes, women are socialized to be more humble and mm-hmm. not brag about things. And so sometimes it takes somebody else looking at your resume, your accomplishments, and have to tell somebody, hey, you are incredible. And I can't believe the things that you've accomplished, for someone to actually believe, oh yeah, I did do that. And mm-hmm. I guess that is pretty cool. Right. And also getting comfortable with those kinds of brags, yeah. it can be a hard hurdle to get over. So making sure people are, they can practice, in a place that's a little safer than just the random public. And then people are able to help, give feedback, and you kind of have a captive audience to beta test things that you might want to try.
So what was interesting, I think last week you mentioned that, 97% of your last class won their election?
92%.
That's mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah.
So again, as we're talking, and I want to just keep on bringing this up because I know a lot of people are in their cars and listen to this show in different ways. How do we get a hold of you? And where's the website?
Yeah, our website is wi.emergeamerica.org. And you can email me at emergewi.org, and email me if you have questions, if you've ever thought maybe I could be on school board or that town council or tribal council even. This program is a great one to learn skills and how to present yourself as a not just a viable candidate, but like as someone who is going to be successful in her leadership.
I'm going to switch gears here in the remaining time we have with you, and I want to ask about you. What is your background, and what got you going in politics? And I know you were saying that I believe your father was involved with politics, so it's kind of in your blood. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, no, I grew up, my dad, he was a Republican, and he worked for Tommy Thompson. And he was Tommy Thompson's, his tribal liaison, policy analyst, that kind of thing. So he, mm-hmm. he kind of worked with the tribes on behalf of the governor. And so I got exposed to a lot of governmental stuff. My mom was a legislator for the Ho-Chunk Nation, for a while as well. So she's been, kind of in the same field, a little different, but it's still adjacent. When I went to college, I was like half of my fellow incoming freshmen. I'm like, I'm going to be pre-med. I'm going to be a doctor. And then I was like, oh God, no, I'm not going to do that. I didn't always think I did think I was going to go more sciencey, but that didn't pan out. But when I came back, I was looking for jobs, and I worked for the state elections board and started getting involved there. And I worked in the state assembly as a page, and that, was an incredible experience to really see how everything works. Like you are watching the sausage being made, and so I've seen the sausage be made, and I after I had my daughter, I decided I wanted to, I decided I wanted to be more involved and volunteered as a communications intern for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And then Act 10 happened, and they said, "Hey, would you be interested in being on staff, so like paid as a Native organizer for the recall?" And I was like, "Absolutely," and that is where it all began for me. So
wow. And then you ran for, it's not called City Council in Madison, it's called
a Common Council. So City of Madison Common Council. I ran for that in 2017 after being very distraught about the first Trump election. And my alder happened to be leaving the office due to the demands of his day job. And so I literally said to myself, like, we can, you know, me and you, Brain, we can sit here and be depressed on the couch and watch Law and Order all day, or we can do something. And so I took out papers and ran and won. So wow. It was That's exciting.
Amazing. And then in the meantime, you had some training from Emerge, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I've gotten to do some incredible things. I was a delegate to the 2012 DNC. I got to go again this last year, which was an incredible experience. And getting to meet in 2012, I got to meet like Senator Inouye, you know, wow, who was a tremendous ally to Indian country, and other people that, you know, I'd only seen on TV. That was when I got off the bus and was excited to see Jesse Jackson, because he was right there.
Wow. Yeah, I got a chance to go to the DNC this year, and that was it was electric, really. I mean, that's an overused term, but it was amazing, and I'm glad in my lifetime I was able to experience that.
Absolutely. It was a super, super fun experience, and it could have not been. So hats off to the team that did the convention. It was joyous.
So we got 10 seconds. Bring out that website again. Okay. And your email.
arvina@emergewi.org.
Thank you so much, Arvina. We'll see you next week. And Pini Gigi for all you do for Wisconsin. And our listening audience loves you.
Yeah, well, I love you guys too. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll see you soon. This is Native Roots Radio, and up next, Bob Blake from Red Lake. Oh, wow.
Support for Native Roots Radio comes from the Walker Art Center, an art space that's more than the spoon and cherry. Galleries celebrate contemporary visual art, including indigenous artists like Edgar Heap of Birds, Cheyenne and Arapaho Nation, and Jim Demeny, Ojibwe. Additionally, films screen in the cinema and performances are shown on stage. Free every Thursday night and free every day for members and citizens of tribal nations. Learn more at walkerart.org. Again, that's walkerart.org.
A home that needs new everything. Plus the kitchen sink. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With great rates on a home equity line of credit, we make tackling home projects less stressful. Visit affinityplus.org/rates to learn more today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
I'm Rachel Schroman, owner of Schroman Law, and I believe you deserve information. Our firm offers free quarterly estate planning seminars at our office in St. Paul. At these seminars, you can learn the basics of estate planning from an attorney to help you determine which estate planning documents will meet your needs and goals in an efficient and cost-effective manner. You can learn more and register at our website, schromanlaw.com/events. That's schromenlaw.com/events.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
I think I hear a howl from a Timberwolf fan. Hey, we haven't talked in a long time. I know you've slept in a couple times, and then you've done some speeches around the country, and it's great to see you again, Bob.
Yeah, Robert, it's been really busy. And how about everything that's been going on? I mean, there's fires. There's like
snow
there's
in
like
Florida.
Snow in Florida? Yeah. I mean, this is crazy. And then there's this guy like that. This orange guy that just the president. Listen, Robert, I just want to say real quick, okay? Just here's the thing, okay? Like, I mean, let's be honest. This is an unprecedented power grab by this president, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a reason, everyone, why, you know, the executive, the judicial, and the legislative branches, right, share power for a reason, okay? And it's checks and balances, Robert. And, mm-hmm. you know, that all that signing and all that stuff that he did was just a big act. You know what right. I mean? Because a lot of this stuff is going to be in the courts. Like, he can't stop people from being born and not being U.S. citizens. Like, that is like one of the most, and I can't believe people are falling for this, right?
But well, Robert, you know, last time he only passed one bill last time when he was president, and that was to give all the rich people a tax break. That was it. There was nothing else.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, I mean, oh my God, if the courts allow this, God help us. I mean, seriously, like ridiculous. Like that, this is impossible. Everyone, I'm telling you, the solar bear is telling you, this is impossible for this guy to get all this stuff done. It's ridiculous. And just watch how this all plays out. I am telling you, I am right on this. I am absolutely correct on this. And he, maybe a few things, but let's be honest. All this stuff is just, it's a big act, you know, and everybody knows he's the grifter. He's the drifter, right. The grifter guy. You know what I mean? He's the big showman. You know what I mean? So yes. Is he going to make it a little bit more difficult? Absolutely. Is there going to be more time and space? Absolutely. But it's not going to stop anything. In 2 years, the Democrats are going to win back the House and the Senate. Yeah. And then we're going to have probably Wes Moore as a president after that. You know what I mean? And and this will all be just one bad nightmare. And he's not going to get anything done.
Right. Yeah. And I agree. So that's, you know, he did. Yeah, that's just keep plugging away. And like I said earlier today, we're on Resist Part 2. And we just got to call this BS out. Like you just said, we got to call it out.
Yeah. And another thing I want to call out, too, is what Elon Musk did by raising his arm in the salute of the Nazi salute right. thingy, right?
He did it twice.
And I just want to say something about that. That is unacceptable. That is totally unacceptable. especially for what that stands for. That is mm-hmm. morally, that is unimaginable that someone would do something like that at a presidential event.
Right.
I mean, that dude lost all credibility doing that, and he knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Just been... it's just wrong on so many levels.
Go ahead. Yeah. Abby.
I was just gonna say I have seen like some people try to explain the reasoning behind why that, you know, would have been seen as okay, and people said, well, he's autistic, he doesn't know better. I know autistic people are very smart, and that is not an excuse at all.
Another thing I've been seeing, Haley and Bob too, is that if you think this is okay, try doing that at your work. Literally do it at your job and see how that goes.
Yeah, people, it's like illegal to do in some countries, and you can get, you know, fined for it and serve jail time. It's like a serious thing.
You know, I put that on my social media and someone made the comment like, you know, yeah, we all seen it and everything like that. Yes. And you know what? You got to see it again, and you got to see it again, and you got to see it again, and you got to see it again, because that's what Germany does. They teach their people time and time again what happened during World War II. What happened in those concentration camps, right? And what happened with fascism and Nazism, and that is why today, like, Germany is like forever like don't want anything to do with this. And America, you need to wake up. United States of America needs to wake up. You know, it's Spike Lee. Remember Spike Lee used to say that all the time, mm-hmm. Robert, wake up. You know,
yeah,
that's the name of the show. I'm awake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's interesting too, because of the J6 that he released all these people, the Proud Boys, they're flashing their signals again too. And that's all they got, you know?
And the other thing too, Robert, is the other thing, you know, all you people that did not think that he was going to follow through on this 2025 thing, or, you know, that plan, whatever he's... I wasn't even paying attention to this, but I know that he had this like plan that he had this big plan about the 2025 plan or whatever, like that, whatever that thing is. Hey, people, he's trying to do it. He's trying to do it. You know what I mean? And for everybody thinking out there that, you know, the rest of us were alarmist over this, and like, we were just like, you know, blowing a false alarm on this. Look at what's happening, Robert, right? He's actually trying to go through with it.
Well, and it's crazy too. I just have to say that they passed a bill about the border, I believe, just before we got on. And one of the things is, okay, one of Trump's three wives was American, or, you know, from the United States. Everyone else was foreign, including the wife he has now. Elon Musk is from Africa. He's African. And, you know, and the vice president too, his wife's from another country too. And it's just like, what? And if you remember, what's really interesting about Hitler was that he was all about the Aryan nation. But Hitler had brown hair and brown eyes. He didn't look like the people he was trying to promote. Just totally bizarre, upside down.
Yeah, absolutely. They teach us to love and hate ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And the other point about this is too, Robert, is like, you know, that's what makes this country so great, is that, and Turtle Island so great, right? Is the fact that we are a melting pot, that we have all these different colors, you know, from all the people from all over the world. And that's the four directions signal, right? I'm just saying that's what makes this country beautiful. That's what makes us great, that we have all these different people. It is a melting pot, and we have to continue to resist, Robert. And thank God for people like you that have this medium, right? And we got to stop the disinformation. Like, there's like, disinformation is killing our democracy.
Exactly. Well, hey, drop the microphone, Robert. It's great to see you again. Go Timberwolves, and prayer.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Matt Nair on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he just drives, he's going...
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.